Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The White House announced today the caliphate in Syria, the ISIS caliphate in Syria, has been 100% eliminated. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us live now. Stephen, President Trump even showed a map to prove his point. Tell us about this.
Yeah, second time this week that that's happened. You know, it's interesting that the president said, and his aides have said, that the caliphate is 100% eliminated, even though our sources at the Pentagon are telling us that fighting is actually still going on. There are some ISIS fighters who are apparently held up in cages. I'm sorry, caves, that is. The president today, when he landed in Florida, got off Air Force One after being briefed by Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan and had a map in his hand. That's that map that he showed to reporters the other day that has the blotches in red from when he took office. Those were ISIS-controlled territories in Syria. And now there's no red on the map. The president says that means that ISIS has been completely eliminated. It is a remarkable thing and a historic thing. But the question is, why today? Why now is the announcement if the fighting actually is still ongoing? The point is the White House has decided to tell the country, and that's the news today, that the caliphate is 100% eliminated. A long-awaited announcement made by about midday today.
Is the White House and or the Pentagon concerned that ISIS could continue its operations and reemerge somewhere else?
Well, I think the concern is that ISIS is now sort of morphed, I guess, to use a 1990s phrase, into an insurgency that could spring up and that you could have, violence all across the region and ISIS-inspired attacks all over the world. But the idea of ISIS being constituted in a caliphate that is its own territory that it has fighters controlling, that is no more. And that's a remarkable development.
Also, Stephen, we just learned that President Trump will cancel some of the sanctions just imposed by North Korea by President Trump's own Treasury Department because he likes Chairman Kim. What can you tell us about this?
Fascinating development in this respect today. The president announced on Twitter, quote, "It was announced today by the U.S. Treasury that additional large-scale sanctions would be added to those already existing sanctions on North Korea. I have today ordered the withdrawal of those additional sanctions." Now, why would the president do this? The press secretary says, as you say, President Trump likes Chairman Kim and doesn't think these sanctions will be necessary. It is extremely irregular for any U.S. administration to back away from sanctions it's just announced. Now, the administration has not specifically identified what sanctions they're talking about here, but this week, just yesterday, in fact, the Treasury Department announced new restrictions on two Chinese companies that have allegedly been engaging in illicit ship-to-ship transfers to allow for North Korea to evade the existing sanctions. And those actions taken just yesterday were the first ones by the U.S. since the failed talks in Hanoi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.